There's new national data on homelessness in Australia out today, and advocates pushing for a permanent increase to the unemployment payment say they've been vindicated because the report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare shows the number of people trying to access homelessness services for the first time actually dropped during the pandemic, thanks in part to income protections that were put in place, including the boost to the JobSeeker payment, as Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Family and domestic violence is the main reason people need to access homelessness services in Australia.
We've got an enormous problem, like the size of the problem, it's astronomical. There's a lot of people that need housing and need to be able to escape.
Hayley Foster's the CEO of Full Stop Australia, a support organisation and advocacy group for people affected by sexual, domestic and family violence. According to a report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare out today, of the more than 270,000 people who accessed homelessness services in the past year, 116,000 had experienced some form of violence in the home. It accounts for 42% of all homelessness service clients.
We often get the question, why doesn't she just leave? And I think it's really important to examine that. And, you know, apart from the fear and the terror and the risk of separation, the fear of retaliation, we also need to acknowledge that people who make that decision may end up homeless, may end up without financial security and being able to put food on the table for their children. These are really real considerations for people who are experiencing domestic and family violence.
The homelessness report made another stark finding that policies put in place during the pandemic, things like moratoriums on evictions, the JobKeeper payment and the coronavirus supplement, led to a drop in people seeking homelessness services. In the year to April 2021, there were between 10 and 20% fewer new requests for assistance than the previous 2 years, accounting for around 15,000 fewer people.
It makes it very clear what we see on the ground every day, that when people just don't have enough money to be able to pay rent, they become homeless.
Jenny Smith, the chair of Homelessness Australia, says it's a clear indication that changes in policy, like a lift to the unemployment payment, protects people from homelessness.
It has provided us with this very unusual circumstance, sort of almost like a controlled experiment, where we saw early in the pandemic the job seeker payment virtually doubled, and then we saw it revert some months later back pretty much to where it was before. And in that intervening time, we saw homelessness drop really significantly. We have never seen this.
Hayley Foster's calling for better policy mechanisms too. She says Australia needs to improve early intervention when it comes to family violence.
Shifting a policy focus away from forcing people to pretty much flee into the night with a garbage bag over their shoulder and actually supporting people to stay home safely with the abuser removed. But of course, that can't be a long-term sustainable solution if people can't afford the housing that they're in.
The number of Australians accessing homelessness services has been steadily increasing by 1.8% a year since 2011. Women and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people continue to be overrepresented.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.